In this bulletin, a frontline worker is in hospital with blood clots after receiving the Pfizer vaccine. The guilty verdict of Derek Chauvin in the murder of George Floyd hailed as a turning point in American history. And in sport, England's Premier League teams withdraw from the European Super League. With the latest SBS News, I'm Philippa Carisbrook. A Queensland police officer is in a Brisbane hospital after being treated for blood clots. He received the Pfizer vaccine 3 days ago. No link has been made between the vaccine and the clots yet. The 40-year-old man is a frontline worker who patrolled quarantine hotels. Federal health authorities are investigating whether the clot is linked to a recent surgery the man had on his knee or the vaccine. Ahead of a national cabinet meeting on Thursday, the Australian Medical Association has warned the renewed rollout strategy for the COVID-19 vaccination program needs to be clear and concise. President Dr. Omar Khorshid says the primary healthcare network is prepared to vaccinate Australians aged 50 and over, but they need clarity and transparency with vaccine supply. It comes as major vaccination hubs open for people aged over 70 at three sites in Victoria. Victoria's acting premier, James Molino, says he looks forward to expanding the rollout further.
We want to maximise the opportunity for older Victorians and older Australians to get vaccinated with AstraZeneca, but at an appropriate time, we need to bring forward the opportunity for 50 to 69-year-olds to get vaccinated as well. So that will be confirmed at National Cabinet on Thursday.
Former Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins says she's still waiting to hear back from the Prime Minister's office to confirm a meeting with Scott Morrison. Ms. Higgins, who alleges she was raped by a former Liberal staffer inside a ministerial office in 2019, indicated she was keen to meet Mr. Morrison after his office made contact with her on the 6th of April. Ms. Higgins will lobby for changes to workplace culture in Parliament House. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been found guilty of the murder of George Floyd after kneeling on his neck during an arrest in May last year. The jury deliberated for 11 hours to find Mr. Chauvin guilty of second-degree murder, carrying a sentence of up to 40 years, third-degree murder up to 25 years, and second-degree manslaughter up to 10 years. Sentencing will take place in 2 months. U.S. President Joe Biden says the conviction can be a giant step forward for the nation in the fight against systemic racism.
No one should be above the law. Today's verdict sends that message. We can and we must do more to reduce the likelihood that tragedies like this will ever happen and occur again. To ensure the black and brown people or anyone so they don't fear the interactions with law enforcement. And this takes acknowledging and confronting head-on systemic racism and the racial disparities that exist in policing and in our criminal justice system more broadly.
To sport, the Super League has collapsed before a ball was kicked in the European breakaway competition after being abandoned by its six so-called foundation English clubs. Officials leading the notion say they'll reshape the project, even though there's only interest now from giant Spanish and Italian clubs. Arsenal, Chelsea, Liverpool, Manchester United, Manchester City and Tottenham Hotspur deserted the proposal just 48 hours after it was launched, following backlash and protest from fans. While preparing for his side's match against Aston Villa, Manchester City coach Pep Guardiola criticised the entire essence and concept of the proposed league.
A sport is not a sport when the relation between the effort and the success, the effort and reward, don't exist. So it's not a sport. So it's not a sport of the success is already guaranteed. It's not a sport and it doesn't matter if you lose.
And now tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny 27, Adelaide, showers easing 19. Melbourne, showers 17, Hobart, similar conditions 16. Canberra, frosty and cloudy 16, Wollongong, sunny 20. Sydney and Newcastle, sunny 23, Brisbane, cloudy 24. Cairns, rain 29, Darwin, sunny 33. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. This is SBS News.